Huge week out of the NFT world. We saw a sale of 200 ETH and another of 370 ETH. Is the bull market back? We've got some major news and big announcements. Everything covered here on Goats and the Metaverse. Smash the subscribe button and let's get into it. There's a lot to cover. Stanley, my man, welcome to Goats and the Metaverse. It's been a big week, Stanley. What is going on? This bear market, it's got some, you know, hope coming out, sprinkles of hope coming out that maybe we're at the end of it. Or is that maybe a little naive?
I think it's a little naive. But listen, my Jets are 4-2. Anything is possible. Super Bowl, here we come. It is possible to get out of the bear market. I don't think this is it. But hey, a boy can dream, can he? Let's get right in.
Can't dream.
There's been some movement. There has been some movement in the daily floor prices. Most of that movement has been coming out of our friends at Azuki. Why, you ask? Why, you ask? Cue the video. Cue the video. It's coming. It's coming. Cue the video. Video.
Roll the tape.
Roll the tape. Videos. They have a new token coming out, and here's a video to tell you all about it. Cue the video.
Yo, it's Z. I want to share with you something that we've been working on. The line between digital and physical is blurring, and at Chiru Labs, this intersection is our playground. We've been experimenting with something dope, and it starts with the Beam chip. A cryptographic chip that enables an experience we like to call scan to own. Use your phone to scan the chip to mint or claim a new kind of token. This is where the magic happens. Introducing the physical backed token, a new standard that ties a digital token to a physical item. For the first time ever, PBT enables decentralized authentication and tracking of the full ownership lineage of physical items, all completely on-chain and without a centralized server. PBT sets the foundation for new experiences and storytelling. As a holder, you can build a collection that captures both the digital and physical worlds, trade authenticated items, or participate in real-life quests. On October 21st, Azuki is launching our first physical drop with PBTs, a series of 9 golden skateboards tied to the Azuki story. And yes, they're completely plated in 24 karat gold. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg for the new types of experiences that are possible with this technology. The PBT standard is open source and available to the entire community starting today. So let's build the future of Web3 together.
Boom. You know what? I'm not an Azuki fan, but that's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, let's build the future of Web3 together. It is pretty fucking dope and a great way to launch your product. The very on brand, having the founder, controversial founder speaking and coming front and center. So definitely trying to rebrand Zagabond in the Azuki world. And pretty interesting technology that is very different to what we're seeing in the rest of the market. Everyone is talking about trading NFTs and them being linked to physical goods. Azuki has flipped the script, saying, well, let's trade physical goods that have an NFT and build something interesting over there. Are you buying a 24-carat skateboard, Stanley?
No, I'm not. But I will. The most interesting thing I heard there was this thing is open source. So what that does is, from the way I understood it, if I am Hublot, which is an Audemars, which is a watch brand, I could now use their technology to link my watches to this technology, right? So now somebody could go scan and be able to trade that watch as an NFT, which I think is revolutionary if they could actually execute. I'm assuming they could execute on this.
But you need the chip. You need to be embedding a chip onto your.
You need to embed the chip, right? But now they're going to be able to sell those chips. I think that that's something that's definitely worth money, right? Because how do you tell if that physical item is actually authentic? and how do you go trade that physical item? Smart move. And it is smart that they're on brand. It's part of the Azuki story. They're sticking to storytelling. They're kind of going with their ethos, right? Yeah. And listen, I'm assuming they're selling these skateboards for what? $1,000 more? I have no idea how much they cost, but
24 karat plated skateboard. I think it's probably going to be more than $1,000 for a fully plated skateboard. And there's only 9 of them. So I imagine that the price tag is not going to be cheap. But we'll see what comes out of it. And the market responded very positively. We went from a 9 ETH floor, I think, to about an 11.5 ETH floor. We also saw the sale of a Spirit Azuki for over 200 ETH, the biggest sale that we've had in the Azuki world for the last 8 months. That's $257,000 for anyone who's trying to do the back of the napkin math on that. Azuki number 5558. Congratulations to the seller and well done to the buyer. But we're seeing Spirits doing pretty big prices over the last month or so. We've seen a number of Spirits selling for over 150 ETH. So is Azuki back? Has the shade gone? You know, are they dusting off the shade and now they're like, we're back, we're here, and the market has forgiven them? Is that what's happened?
I mean, if you look at the numbers and compare them to the rest of the ecosystem of blue chips, not only are they back, they're better than the rest of them, right? I mean, the price tag is higher. Clone X is partnered with Nike, and they're sitting at 8.5 Ethereum. So for Azuki, Doodles, who just raised a shit ton of money and has Pharrell as their creative brand officer, our favorite Moonbirds, who have big players in the space, Gary V, like all Azuki's crushing the competition. The only one that's really there is, and it kind of pains me to say this because I'm not an Azuki fan or holder, but they're, yeah, I mean, they're making waves. And you know what? If they could execute on this technology, which you got to assume that if they're putting it out into the world, they're ready to make it work. They're going to make a stance of who they are in this world. My only question is going to be this. If I own an Azuki for 150, 200 Ethereum, whatever that is, what's the benefit to me? What's the benefit to me as a holder for owning that expensive Azuki? Because if they turn into a technology company and they go raise this money and do all these different things, it kind of takes the collectability out of it, right? Like it kind of takes the, like that's.
Does it? They're creating a part of their story. So, I mean, they're making these 9 skateboards that are very rare and physically backed token that goes, you know, adds to the collectability. Maybe only certain Azuki holders will be able to access the next physical drop, or there is discounted prices and all of that type of stuff. But also let's not eliminate the flex category, the social flex, that if Azuki does become a global streetwear brand, the iconic pieces from that brand, the Spirit Azukis, become the ultimate status symbol. It is the Rolex of the collection, the Lamborghini of the set. For anyone who is in that world and in that culture and in that streetwear brand, it's like, ooh, you've got that Spirit Azuki. You are a alpha in this community.
Well, I'm a collector, right? And my whole mentality has been like that, right? Like I want the golden Bored Ape or the golden crown or whatever it is, because I understand that there's less of them and it's worth more money, right? But yeah. Or in theory, it should be worth more money. And we've seen that. But now the question becomes, if these companies turn into like, you know, technology companies or entertainment companies, is that value going to continue to escalate up, or you're just a shareholder and it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really matter if you own the 200 ETH one or the one for 10 ETH, which is an interesting debate. I mean, this is a debate. Maybe we should bring on some other collectors who could kind of give us their 2 cents. But I'm curious if they kind of go this, and we talked about this, right? A lot of these brands are going to, they started out as a PFP project. You're going to assume Yuga is going to become a gaming company, right? Or an entertainment company, something along those lines, right? Now, you could go ahead and say that one of one Bored Ape is going to be worth an insane amount of money. But at the same time, does it really? Is it really like as long CryptoPunks, I get it, right? Because it's that, it's culture, it's limited edition. They're not necessarily doing anything back. It's art, right? It's like, this is truly that one of one. But what about everybody else? I don't know. I'm starting to kind of rethink it.
Well, let's talk about it like, you know, you bought the original Batman comic book. That is a collector's item. But why is it a collector's item? Is it because you bought the original Batman? Or is it because Marvel, or is it DC Comics? DC Comics have turned Batman into an international brand by making movies, by having toys, by doing a partnership with Lego, by getting the best actors in the world to be the character, creating storybooks, etc. All these other things that they've created have made the original first edition Batman comic book that if you hold it, it's worth tens of thousands of dollars. If those things didn't exist, would Batman, the original comic, be worth tens of thousands of dollars? I think not. I think it's going to be worth a lot less. It'd still be worth something. There'll still be a community of people who appreciate the original Batman, but without all the other media that's been created around that property, it would be worth far less. And I think that's what we're seeing here in these NFT worlds, is that there are going to be the ones that are the grails for historical reasons. CryptoPunks, as an example, has got the kind of mainstream awareness that this was the OG 10K PFP collection and holds that status within this community. But if something like a Bored Ape, if you think about that, and now it gets into a movie, it's a game, it's all these other things, the original drop from that collection, if it becomes that mainstream brand, will have a community of people who desire the original, the first, and will pay a premium for that.
Agreed. And I think that's a great counter argument, but, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, you know, we're trying to get ratings on this show. We're trying to get some comments. Leave some comments and give us your opinion of what you think. All right. But I will say this, I mean, the question, because this is moving so quickly, and it does seem that these brands are trying to make a name for themselves in certain categories, right? They're kind of taking certain pathways and saying, we're going down this route, we're going to start doing this. And this is kind of, if you look at our trajectory, if you look at our business plan, we're going to go build X, Y, and Z, right? And it's moving very, very quickly, and they're changing really, really quickly. And one does think, does the PFP all of a sudden matter, right? You know, kind of going back into that conversation of like, royalties, no royalties, right? Like, we're moving really, 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 really fast. I wonder if 5 years from now, 10 years from now, does it really matter if you have that, you know, one of one, or you own, there's one of 10? Or, you know, I don't want to say it's the same price, but maybe it's a 20% premium, right? So somebody that paid, you know, 200 Ethereum versus 11 Ethereum, that delta, they might be losing money, right? They might be losing money unless that floor price is now 200, 300 Ethereum, which, hey, listen, if that's the case, I think everybody who's in the ecosystem is going to be
very Everyone happy. Wins.
Yeah, but I think that we're a long ways from there. Well, listen, this has been fun. I need more, like, controversy. I think me and you need to, like, take a stance and create drama.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what isn't drama. The GOAT Vault is not drama. It is still alive. It is still kicking. All you need to do is smash that subscribe button. Once we hit 5,000 subscribers, we open it up and give you free NFTs. Just hit that subscribe button, buddy. Just hit it. Smash it.
Just touch it right now. Just push that little subscribe button.
Tell us if you're a Jet fan. Tell us if you hate the Jet. Tell us if you like Yossi's glasses or hate my glasses. Let's talk about this. Let's really, really, really talk about this. I think this is the best show we've done in weeks because of the controversy. Do you want more controversy? Leave a comment below. I enjoyed it.
Well, there we go. Stanley enjoyed it. That's all that counts.
That's all that matters.
Remember, smash the subscribe button. We will be here with some more content. We got some big guests coming on next week. Someone starting with a Z. Coming on, and you won't want to miss that show. And I'm not going to spoil a little bit more of who else we have coming up and lined up for next week, but I'm excited for that. And hope you have some safe trading and stay good out there.
See you guys later.